Green Forest in Carroll County possesses a rich agricultural history. There is the North Arkansas Livestock Auction, feed mills, an egg processing facility, and a new Tyson Cook chicken plant. In an effort to attract more industry and more residents, Mayor Charlie Reese is giving the Municipal Town Center a makeover. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports further.
An American and Arkansas flag whip in the wind this afternoon on the Green Forest Town Square. Victorian gazebo is in the center. Across the street is Ann Staff Bank. UA Insurance is Caddy Corner. There's H&R Block, several Hispanic restaurants, a small bar and tavern, antique shops on what used to be a derelict square. And much of this development can be attributed to Green Forest Mayor Charlie Reese.
People keep saying, well, why are we changing all this? And my comments are, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Charlie Reese grew up in Green Forest when the population numbered several hundred. He joined the Navy at 17, serving in the Western Pacific, enrolling at the University of Maryland College Park after taking a degree in government and history.
My political advisor, who was Paris Glendening, who was a governor of Maryland, he says, well, Charlie, says, if you get a degree in government, you're going to have to work in restaurants to make a living.
A joke, but Reese's lifelong career ended up as a director of operations for Red Lobster, managing 4,000 employees and a massive budget. In 1987, he retired to Green Forest from Southern California with his spouse, Carrie.
I wasn't going to do anything when I came back, but the former mayor, Ted Larimer, when I was in high school, says, Charlie, you got to run for mayor. I said, no. So finally he talked me into it, and I won with 86% of the vote. And I said, no one knows me. But yeah, so they knew mom and dad. I think that was the key.
That was 2000. Reese says the town was run down, and he planned to fix it.
Frankly, I was really angry at what I had seen. One of the biggest issues was financial. The city was barely making payroll, and so that was my first big thing that I had to do. And that was what I did on that was had a special election, promised the citizens that I would get rid of property tax in the Green Forest, the city property tax, if they would pass a sales tax. They did, and it has increased our funding probably tenfold.
First order of business, improving the fire and police departments.
And we've been able to buy new fire trucks, new police cars, new equipment.
Reese required more police and fire protection because more people are moving to Green Forest. A brand new $136 million Tyson plant, which processes cooked chicken strips for McDonald's, recently went online, providing 1,400 jobs. Reese says more than 3,500 people now live in Green Forest, half of them Hispanic, along with a growing number of Marshallese who, along with locals, are taking factory and farm jobs, which brings us to the mayor's second project.
We have a really shortage of livable housing. So we've got a developer from the Springdale, Fayetteville area that's interested in building homes. He's made offers on property. We've got Tyson's involved, and we've got all the banks involved getting folks pre-qualified. And we've got right now 70 Tyson's employees that are pre-qualified. And so hopefully they'll start building in March.
A third project is upgrading the town's municipal facilities.
When it rains, the courtroom gets about 4 inches of water in it.
That courtroom is just down the hall from the mayor's office in cramped, narrow concrete block building quarters. But out back under Green Forest's popular antique water tower is brand new quarters under construction.
The new City Hall and Police Department. This is the City Hall side, and it's going to also have the courtroom. We've got the safe room there.
What's the total footprint of the new facility?
It's about 7,500 square feet. And this water tower, it's on the historical register as well. So it's pretty cool.
The $2.1 million facility will open this September.
We did a bond issue, Raymond James, the folks that did it.
The town's wastewater facilities are also being upgraded to meet growth and encourage new business, Reese says, who's also started to plan for one more municipal project, a community center, a first for Green Forest.
My thoughts on a community center is it helps companies that want to move here, gives them an incentive to bring their employees here. There's something else. At this point in time, we've got great parks, we've got walking trails, we've got baseball, soccer. Soccer's really big here. In fact, our high school team won the Class 4A state championship a couple years ago.
The town has plenty of outdoor recreational facilities, but no indoor center, so he plans to build the new one right next door.
Right behind the new offices, new city offices, and it'll have a basketball court, meeting rooms, weight room, and indoor walking track.
Tyson Foods has offered to contribute reportedly $75,000, and Reese says several banks have also offered to pitch in. Charlie Reese, who's chairman of the Carroll County Republican Committee, is next hoping to make changes countywide. He's taking a second run at county judge, hoping to unseat longtime Democrat Sam Barr. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.